News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good Saturday morning. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. A reversal from A&E over the Duck Dynasty controversy. They've decided to reinstate family patriarch Phil Robertson despite controversial comments about gays and blacks. Here's Fox News Radio's Trace Gallagher with more.
The network says that it and the Robertson family will now come together to promote tolerance. Now, it should be noted that Jesse Jackson demanded a meeting with A&E. He got snubbed. No response at all. A petition to return Phil Robertson to A&E was signed by 250,000 Christian fans. Season 5 of Duck Dynasty begins on January 15th.
By the way, Robertson was still featured in rerun episodes that were shown over the Christmas holiday. President Obama is urging U.S. senators to return to Washington to extend unemployment benefits, which are about to expire.
Long-term federal unemployment assistance expires today. An estimated 1.3 million people losing an average monthly stipend of $1,100. Under President George W. Bush, the long-term unemployment benefit was created, designed as a cushion for those who lost jobs in the recession and failed to find new ones before state benefits expired, in most cases after 6 months. But when Congress agreed to a two-year budget agreement before leaving town, those benefits were not extended. Senate Democrats say restoring the unemployment insurance will be the first order of business when Congress reconvenes next month, but it's sure to trigger a spending fight with House Republicans. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
For the fourth time in the last 4 years, there'll be a new president for the Stevens Point Board of Education. Their current president, who was only elected last year, has filed paperwork saying he is not running again in the spring election. He is Terry Rothman. Rothman filed a declaration of non-candidacy by Friday's deadline. He had served on the board for 8 months, filling a midterm vacancy after Dwight Stevens and John Zelmer resigned from the board. And picking Rothman as president required multiple ballots. There were different factions on the Stevens Point School Board and had difficulty deciding who would lead them. An arrest warrant is out for a Merrill man accused of committing inappropriate acts with a 14-year-old boy. He's 31-year-old Michael Bauman. He's facing charges of possessing child pornography and exposing himself. Photos were discovered on his cell phone while it was checked at the Marathon County Jail, where Bauman was on a probation hold. He was on probation after a theft conviction in Lincoln County. A driver's been hospitalized after crashing into a snowplow in Grand Rapids. This happened around 1:30 yesterday at Highway Z and 48th Street. The driver was flown to St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield and was released during the overnight. His name has not been released. We also have our first snowmobiling fatality of the new season, and many of the trails just opened in the last few days. The victim, according to the DNR, is a man from Michigan who crashed into a tree around 1 o'clock Friday in Columbia County near the town of Cambria. He's a 36-year-old. Investigators believe that speed and conditions were factors in the crash. The man's name is being withheld until next of kin can be notified. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to Brooklyn last night 104-93. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. A mild day, low and mid-30s under partly to mostly cloudy skies. For tonight, some scattered snow showers and turning much colder. A low will be in the lower teens. And tomorrow, temperatures are going to fall during the day from the lower teens to near zero. We'll see some Sunday morning snow and then breezy and cold for the rest of the day. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.